In Saudi Arabia, at least one protester has been killed and over a dozen injured after regime forces opened fire on demonstrators in the eastern province. Some of the injured are in critical condition. That death brings to 7 the number of protesters killed in anti-regime rallies since November. A U.S.-led airstrike has killed at least 8 civilians, including 6 children, in northeastern Afghanistan. The deadly attack took place in Kapisa province. NATO frequently launches airstrikes in Afghanistan. It claims the attacks target militants, but many of the victims turn out to be civilians. Greece's main unions have called for a 48-hour strike over new austerity cuts. The measures Athens agreed on are in return for another batch of international bailout loans. Friday's strike will be the 2nd staged against the painful measures this week. In the U.S., figures show unemployment among the country's youth has reached its highest levels in 6 decades. According to a study by the Pew Research Center, only 54% of Americans between 18 and 24 years of age currently have jobs. That's the lowest rate since 1948. Dozens of Palestinians have rallied outside an Israeli prison in the occupied West Bank. This to express solidarity with a Palestinian prisoner on a hunger strike for nearly 2 months. The protesters carried a fake coffin to warn against the prisoner's imminent death. Syrian government forces have killed the leading opposition commander in the western flashpoint city of Homs. Abdul Razak Talas, the ringleader of the so-called Al-Faruq militant group, was killed during heavy clashes with the Syrian army. He was a high-ranking officer who defected from the army late last year. In Japan, heavy snow has shrouded large parts of the country, claiming over 80 lives. Local media reports say most of the victims have been crushed to death by large loads of snow falling from buildings. The snowfall has also led to numerous flight cancellations and train delays. And Mount Etna on the Italian island of Sicily has erupted again, spewing red-hot lava and volcanic ash high into the sky. The impressive fireworks left no damage but forced authorities to close a nearby airport. Europe's tallest active volcano has already had several harmless eruptions this year.